I've often wished for some aliens to land on our planet. I want them to understand how amazing we humans are. I want these aliens to really appreciate how spectacular our species is, but also at the same time, I want them to see how much we need limits, how hard it is for us as a species to set limits for ourselves. How much as a species we are like children who have taken over a playground, and we have among us, in effect, gangs, and only certain children get to use the swings and the slide and the monkey bars. Other children have to scrounge for something to eat or work very hard so some of the other children can have yachts. If you've ever read William Golding's book, Lord of the Flies, you know what I'm talking about. We humans are the kids on the playground, kids lost on an island that's as big as a planet. I yearn for some adults to come onto our playground and enforce, "This just won't do. You'll all have to share." We can't stop ourselves, but we must stop ourselves. That's what I wanted to talk about today. Hello and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. I remember in the 1970s, warnings about global warming came out. Doesn't matter to me whether you think global warming is true or not, whether you think it's caused by humans or not. The important thing to me is that we cannot come together, stop, pause, simply evaluate it, think about it. We cannot decide together if we want to shift or not. There's no real discussions. There's only fights. And then there's all the cheating and lying that comes with trying to stop a real conversation from happening, like the big oil companies did. Little animals that we are, we've been having to wait for the economics of the situation to shift, for solar and wind to cost less than oil at producing energy. And so now that it does, much of the world is actually shifting. So that's good. One country, I won't name it directly, is lagging behind, trying desperately to make oil still be the only choice, still trying to squeeze the last money out of oil while there's still some bits of money to be made. But any country continuing to depend on oil is going to eventually realize the mistake of not shifting to solar and wind. So humans can change, but it turns out we can only change like the animals we are, only by incentives. However intelligent we think we are, our intelligence apparently does not extend across the species to being able to stop and think together and make decisions together that take everyone into account. We are not able as a species to be kind and loving and strong and thoughtful. The race to build an atomic bomb, another example. Oh my God, at the time they exploded the first atomic bomb, there was a real question. Will the chain reaction started by this atomic bomb use up all the oxygen in the atmosphere? Nobody knew for sure. The chances seemed low, but they weren't zero. There was a chance that setting off an atomic bomb was going to kill not only every person on the earth, not only the people who set it off, but anything, any form of life that needed to use oxygen. We did it anyway. We couldn't stop ourselves. The race for artificial intelligence is the latest example. Not capable of pausing, not capable of taking some time, thinking it through, slowing down, possibly being more careful. Imagine building an intelligent machine that can design the next generation of intelligent machines, which can then design another generation of intelligent machines, all within the same week. In what now seems like the distant past, but was only 2017, there was a machine built that could learn how to play games, not any specific game, but just games in general. So one day it's taught the rules of chess, and that was it. Nothing about the theory of chess, nothing about what are the best openings, nothing about strategy, just the rules. So the machine learned the simple rules of chess and then played against itself over 40 million times that same day. At that time, there were already other machines playing chess so well that no human could ever beat them. But this new machine, it was called Alpha Zero, I'll put a link in the show notes, this new machine easily beat all the other chess machines. An amazing accomplishment. But like I said, what if one of the new AI machines learns how to build and design an even better AI machine? Would a machine like that want to kill humans off because we compete with it for resources? It's kind of a human-centric view of how to treat things that compete with you, but possible. Would a machine like that keep us like the way we keep animals in a zoo? Would a machine like that ignore us the way we ignore ants who live by the side of a highway that we're driving down 60 miles an hour? We don't notice ants much one way or another unless they get into our homes. But we do build things that destroy ant colonies inadvertently. Maybe that's how it'll be with some super intelligent AI. My fantasies of aliens or super intelligent AI is kind of like they would become the parents we so desperately need. We would be the children with firm but loving parents. Our alien AI parents would make sure we don't just run out into the street without looking both ways. They would teach us. You have to look both ways. They might say,
"Atomic weapons? Those are way too dangerous for you to play with. I am taking them all away. And planes? You have planes? Their only purpose is to drop bombs? Again, no. If these groupings that you call countries are having issues with each other, we are going to set up a special website, and then you can log in all your disagreements, and we'll work out something with all of you."
Something like that. To me, being present in our world today means recognizing, as a species, we can't stop. We can't help ourselves. It's simply true. We were not able to stop hunting whales to extinction. The only reason people stopped hunting whales is because kerosene became cheaper than whale oil to provide light. So to me, it's important to recognize in our current mainstream culture, we are animals. And that means even with all our intelligence, we do not have enough compassion as a species to really feel into the other creatures of the world, even other human creatures. In our current version of culture here in the U.S., we have plenty of people that ridicule compassion. They want to squash any empathy. Talk about tipping over the apple cart. All the people who decry empathy, decry compassion, what would happen to their worlds if they actually had some coming towards them for an hour or two? What if they could really let in that some of their so-called enemies really care about them? I would guess all the values they hold would be seen for what they are, a wall against vulnerability, a wall against love, a wall against humility. It is important to recognize how profoundly we are not able to help ourselves except little bits and pieces here and there. That said, we must help ourselves. Who else will? AI? You're going to wait for AI? Aliens? Nice fantasies, but don't bet your last dollar on that happening. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is still great advice. Expand the circle of people you care about. Think about us as a whole species and try to consider what is best for all of us. Not just the people who you agree with, all of us. What would be best for all of us? Kind of like a good parent takes care of all their children, even the ones being obnoxious at the moment. We all need to become adults. Adults are the ones who can care for the whole family, for the kids, for the elders. If you are only caring for some of the people, you're only caring for those people in the group who already agree with you, or those people who already look like you. If that's where your caring ends, please consider this to be somewhat childish. Adults take care of the whole family. And if there's enough adults taking care of the whole family, that means other adults will be taking care of you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.